This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Give us your dream, O Holy One. Guide us and give us courage, like Mary and Joseph, to live toward your dream's fulfillment, that we too may awaken to say yes to the love of Christ within us and through us this day. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood fame, I'll get it, noticed the little things in life, the simple, the childlike, that which brought love. His favorite quote was from the Christmas classic, The Little Prince. What is essential is invisible to the eyes. Well, one day he had been talked into giving an address at a fundraising event as a favor to some friends, but he didn't quite agree with the purpose for that which some of the funds would go. But he went anyway. He had been concerned about what he saw as despair in the country at that time. And he felt that this gathering was ignoring the real issues of the day. And he was really torn about being there. But he went, he approached the microphone, and he said, "I know of a little girl who was drawing with crayons in school. The teachers asked her about her drawing, and the little girl said, 'Oh, I am making a picture of God.' The teacher said, 'But no one knows what God looks like.' And the little girl said, 'Well, they will now.'" With that, Mr. Rogers asked everyone to think of their own images of God, and he began to pray. He talked about listening to the cries of despair in America and about turning those cries into rays of hope. A hush fell over the room, and he stepped away from the microphone, and he left, and he went outside. Well, the people that had brought him there were a little exasperated that he would leave the luncheon, and he told them that he didn't like how he felt when he was inside, and he didn't want to be an accuser, not even in his mind. He said, "I really want to be an advocate for whatever is healthy or good. I think people don't change very much when all they have is a finger pointed at them. I think the only way people change is in relation to somebody who loves them." End quote. Fred Rogers always began with yes to love. Yes to God's way of love in this world. And so the question for us today is, will we have the courage to say yes to God's love within us and through us for other people? That's the question. Another story. There were two musicians who also were in a period of time in our country when there was great turmoil and great unrest. It was October of 1962, and a record producer had asked Noel Regney to write a Christmas song for the coming Christmas season. Well, Regney completed the lyrics, and his wife, Gloria Shane, completed the music right about that time, October 1962, and they created a beautiful, beautiful song, but they were not able to perform it because of the emotion that it pulled up in them, given the fear and the anxiety that was going on right then, because we were in the midst of the 13-day Cuban Missile Crisis. Some of you might be old enough to remember that. It was in full swing after an American U-2 spy plane making a high-altitude pass over Cuba photographed Soviet medium-range nuclear weapons. This is just 90 miles off the Florida coast. Nuclear war was imminent. Imminent. And it was such a clear and present danger that then President Kennedy planned an invasion, and the Soviets eventually backed off and removed the missiles. Tensions, though, remained high. Fear ran wild. And in the midst of this, these two beautiful people created the song, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" It was a song as a prayer for peace, a prayer for love. So sing along with me if you know this verse. Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness, light." Kind of changes it a bit when you know when they wrote it. Noel and Gloria started with a yes to love instead of hate. They wrote of that peace instead of fear and violent retaliation. "Do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see?" they wrote. Like Mr. Rogers asking us to envision our image of God, they too were calling us all to a wider view, an expanded realization of how Jesus Christ can show us a different way to be in this world, especially for those of us that profess to follow him. And this Christ's love can turn any darkness to goodness and light. We could use a little bit of that right now, I think. December 21st, yesterday, was the winter solstice, as you may know, the darkest day of the year, and now we move toward light, more and more and more light, as we celebrate once again the birth of Christ. And we can look at this in a timeless way. Our church calendar is usually laid out very orderly, usually. But take today's gospel. We're already talking about Christ being born, right? And I think it's calling us all to realize that this birth of love, this birth of Christ, is happening in every moment of our lives. It's not about time. We celebrate on the 25th of December, yes. But we're called today to realize that what is essential is not in some calendar, and it cannot be seen with the eyes. And it begins with saying yes to love. God's angelic message had come to Mary, and she courageously said yes. And now Joseph hears of what must have been an excruciating situation for him. And this angel of the Lord visits him in a dream, asks him to have courage and to say yes to Mary and all that that meant, instead of having to yield to the pressures of the laws of the time, which would have supported him dismissing her, as we heard in the text. Makes no mention of finding the Father, by the way. But that was how it was. And he would have been able to dismiss her, or worse. Joseph, though, saw the hidden essential, and he was guided by what the angel spoke to his heart. He knew that that dream was real, and he listened to that angel. And he would marry his beloved Mary and protected her in the face of what I'm sure were many who looked upon them both with ridicule and disdain. Can you imagine? Neither Mary nor Joseph had ever in their wildest imagining thought that they would be the mother of God and the foster father of Jesus the Christ. Jan Richardson, gifted artist and author, writes about this story. She says, "I love how in Joseph's dreaming, the angel comes not only with a compelling invitation and annunciation designed especially for him, but also with a needed gift. Do not be afraid," the angel tells him. Well, these are the same words the angel Gabriel told Mary in her own annunciation. Do not be afraid. In asking Joseph to say yes to what might seem an impossible life, the angel does not leave him to his own devices. Do not be afraid, she tells the dreaming man. And the angel comes bearing this gift of courage to Joseph. courage to say yes to the life he had not envisioned, courage to keep saying yes to this woman, this child, this God, this path that will take him far beyond anything he had imagined for himself, courage that will keep coming as a gift, as a dream, as a blessing in reality, end quote. She goes on in this writing to ask all of us then a pointed question on this fourth Sunday of Advent. What fear do you need to let go of in order to offer this yes? And that yes can play out in a manifold of ways depending on your situation. She asks, how might it be to ask for the courage you need and to open yourself to the ways this courage wants to meet you in your waking and in your dreaming? Maybe it's the courage just to feel what you're feeling. Maybe it's the courage to say, maybe, that you're lonely or neglected or worried, for instance, and to get help with that if you need it or to share it with someone. Or maybe you're feeling great and you need the courage to step out in faith, in truth with someone, or in helping someone else, maybe, or in settling a dispute with a family member. Who knows? It could be anything. But this saying yes to love is what's presented to us this day. I had a dream the other night also. I had been pretty worried about an extended family member, somebody who was making some really dangerous choices, and I really felt helpless and very worried. And I was also saddened by the state of our political life in this country. I just was just upset. So I went to bed, and I had a dream. I hardly ever remember my dreams, but I was in a room, and there was somebody next to me, and I was looking through a doorway, and there was a patio, like a porch, like a Florida room, and it was kind of bright. And in the chair was my daughter at the age of 8. Katie was right there, and she had a haircut. And I remember, and she was smiling, like brilliantly, and I remember saying to whoever was with me, "It's Katie, and she has a haircut." And it was just this joyful thing. And then I looked back at her, and she's just waving, smiling. I woke up the next morning, and I felt such a peace within me. And I journaled about it, and I talked to some loved ones about it. And I realized in the depth of my being that it was a message from her and a message from our higher power, the God of my understanding, that there's a bigger picture, that God's got this. And the haircut, I finally figured out between the two services, for me, the haircut means a new look, a new outlook on life. We don't have to be caught up in our fear. We can say yes to this love. Can we? I'm not saying that it's easy. It's just that this light that we profess to love and follow, this light can overcome any darkness, any darkness. And it's for all people, for all time, no exceptions. If we can say yes, maybe we too can see the essential that is invisible to the eyes this Christmas. Let us pray. Give us your dream, O Holy One. Help us take it within our hearts in the realization of your love. Guide us and give us courage, like Mary and Joseph, to live toward your dream's fulfillment, that we too may awaken to say yes to the love of Christ within us and through us. Amen.